The solid waste company, Casella, says it's running out of space for northern New England's trash. So it's taking the rare step of planning a brand new landfill in the small Coos County town of Dalton. Lots of locals agree they don't want the landfill, but they're divided on one potential tool to block it, zoning. NHPR's Annie Ropeek reports.
The signs of conflict are obvious as soon as you hit the outskirts of Dalton. Literally lawn signs at house after house. Some say, save Dalton, no zoning. One pro-zoning sign says, vote yes, no landfill. It's been spray-painted over in dripping purple letters with the word lie.
Things usually don't get this heated about any certain issue up here.
Stephen Pelletier Jr. manages the country store in this town of fewer than 1,000 residents.
People can usually, like, live and debate pretty passively, but for whatever reason, this has been a little more of a fiery one.
Dalton, like about 20 other New Hampshire towns, has never had a formal zoning ordinance, and some like it that way. Stephen Pelletier has anti-zoning signs outside his store, but that doesn't mean he's a fan of the proposed dump.
Nobody really wants the landfill, but the reality of it is really what zoning is going to be is a little bit more leverage, but it's not going to officially stop them.
But supporters say zoning is the town's best chance to reject the landfill, which they worry will pollute their water, depress their property values, and drive away tourists. Last week, hundreds of Dalton residents packed into the muggy municipal gym to vote on adopting a temporary zoning ordinance. It uses basic boilerplate language from state statute, making the whole town an agricultural residential district. It would create a local zoning board of appeals to approve any major new construction projects that don't fit with that use. Dalton would have until town meeting in 2021 to decide whether and how to put permanent zoning on the books.
We are voting on emergency.
In the weeks before the vote, Casella, the landfill developer, sent out mailers and backed social media campaigns that many saw as anti-zoning. And locals like Jacques Renault came to the meeting primed for debate.
I think it's the character of the town not to have zoning.
He and others worry zoning means government infringement and higher costs for local businesses. Zoning supporters say the change would give people in Dalton a voice. John Swan is leading the opposition to the dump. The zoning plan was his idea.
This gives us a chance. It empowers you, the citizens of this town, with the opportunity, a chance, a fighting chance to stop this.
At Swan's three-minute time limit, town moderator Christine Ordonez tried to cut him off.
3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, come on. So basically...
Quiet down.
Vote no.
Hey,
vote no.
Stop it.
Then guess what?
John, please be seated. John, be seated.
Jacques Renault, the zoning opponent, was glaring at Swan, and Swan glared back. A nearby police officer took a step forward. Swan sat back down.
Let's be civil to one another. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the chance.
In the end, Dalton voted to approve the temporary zoning ordinance. It wasn't even that close, 154 to 129 votes. And John Swan says it's only part of his anti-landfill strategy.
Ultimately, this is just the first battle in the war.
Among other next steps, he says he's setting up monitoring of local water supplies to get a baseline of data in case the landfill comes to pass and causes contamination. That's what a federal lawsuit alleges is happening in neighboring Bethlehem. A nonprofit says they found contamination from Casella's existing landfill there in the Ammonoosuc River. The Vermont-based company did not respond to interview requests for this story, but they have their own worries about their Bethlehem landfill. They've previously said that it'll be full by 2024, and voters in Bethlehem have twice rejected plans for expansion. This is what brought Casella to Dalton. The proposed landfill still faces years of state permitting, but in a statement after the zoning vote, a spokesman said the new temporary ordinance will not preclude them from pursuing it. The site Casella wants to use is inside a big forested piece of land, about 1,900 acres, already home to a gravel pit, and directly adjacent to Forest Lake State Park. Tonight, the lake is awash in sunset colors, surrounded by trees and distant mountains. Kids are swimming, and families like Christy Grimard and Megan Webster's are barbecuing. They grew up together in Dalton and say protecting this park feels like as much a cornerstone of local culture as the lack of zoning seems to be.
Why do you think it's such an emotional issue for folks around here?
Probably because everybody's grown up here. Like, they don't want change.
There's nothing here for us. This is what we have. Don't take it away.
They say they know the region's trash will have to go somewhere. They just don't want it here. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.